Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is our Consistency 365 series. Today, I want to talk about the primary reason that people don't get what they want. And the primary reason is lack of patience. Lack of patience. We have a setback, and we throw our hands up in the air and say, see, this always happens. Or things are taking longer than we thought that they would. And so we say, see, it's not going to work for me. I'm too old, or my hormones are too messed up, or I don't have the resources, or I just can't do it. That mindset is never going to get you where you want to go. And you can get where you want to go. You can. One of the most amazing things about the internet, as I see it, is that we can find somebody who is like us, either in age or in demographics or in resources or in lifestyle, who has done what we want to do. We can find somebody who is our age who has started the business. We can find somebody in our industry who has been super successful. We can find somebody who has our type of demographic or lifestyle, who has lost the weight or who has gotten fit. We can find those examples. But here's the deal. It's never going to matter if you aren't patient. If you are always telling yourself, see, I can't. This is why I can't. It's not going to work for me. I don't have what it takes. That mindset will not get you where you want to go. And I need you to hear that you can get there and it's worth it. It is possible for you, but you have to become a better thinker. Otherwise, you'll continue to get frustrated and you'll continue to have pity parties, and your lack of patience will be the reason that you didn't get there. But you can build the patience and you can build the confidence and you can get where you're trying to go. But it's probably, almost certainly, going to require that you focus more on becoming a better thinker than you're currently focused on trying to get results. Or than you're currently focused on your frustration over the past and your frustration over the pattern. Do the work to become a better thinker. This is a maturity thing. And the great news about that is that it's something we can practice. We can get better at it. If you have been the queen of drama saying like, oh, it's so frustrating. I just can't do it. I've been struggling with this same thing for decades. You can overcome that mindset. You can stop telling that story. It is possible for you. It is possible for you to have the results that you want. It is possible for you to get over this same barrier you keep running into. You have to be willing to work on patience, and you have to be willing to do the mindset work. So, what will that look like for you today? I'll see you tomorrow.